is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 14th of August, 2010. It's the birthday of Russell Baker, the humorist, born Morrisonville, Virginia, 1925, won the Pulitzer Prize for his New York Times column, The Observer, and another Pulitzer for his autobiography, Growing Up. It was on this day, 1935, the original Social Security Act was passed, part of the New Deal, and Social Security numbers were introduced for keeping track of taxes paid into the system. Now people usually fill out their child's Social Security application along with the birth certificate, so Social Security numbers have become the de facto identification number of everyone in America. It's the birthday of the novelist Danielle Steele, born in New York City, 1947, who lives in San Francisco, where she writes her books on a 1948 metal body Olympia manual typewriter, often writing for 18 hours a day, working on several books at once. Grew up in a rich, globe-trotting family, married a wealthy French banker. When she was young, they kept homes in Paris, New York, and San Francisco. She worked at an ad agency. One of her clients was an editor at the Ladies' Home Journal who encouraged her to write a novel. First book was called Going Home, came out in 1973, did not get very good reviews, and her next five manuscripts were rejected by publishers. But gradually, she got the knack of it. And she made it into the Guinness Book of World Records for having a book on the Times bestseller list for 381 consecutive weeks. And it's the birthday of John Galsworthy, born in Surrey, England, 1867, author of the Forsyte Saga, novels about British upper-middle-class families. He came from a wealthy family, went to Oxford to study law, spent most of his time playing cricket and soccer, but passed the bar exam about the same time a love affair ended. And broken-hearted, Galsworthy decided to leave England, leave the legal life, and travel the world. In the South Seas in 1893, he met Joseph Conrad, and Galsworthy began to write books, at first under a pseudonym and then under his own name. The books in the Forsyte Saga came out in the 1920s. In 1932, he won the Nobel Prize and used the money to help establish the organization PEN, the letters standing for Poet, Essayist, and Novelist. He was offered a knighthood but refused, saying that he didn't think writers should take titles. John Galsworthy, who said, "Where beauty was, nothing ever ran quite straight," which no doubt was why so many people looked on it as immoral. Here's a poem for today by Sandra Gash, entitled Rugula, 5 a.m. The house is dark and breathing deep under the covers. I tiptoe to the kitchen, lift bowls from the shelf, mix cream cheese and butter. Flour dusts my fingers as I roll dough into a circle, spread blackberry jam with the back of a spoon the way Mama taught me. I work quickly, leaning over, sprinkling nuts and raisins on top, my hands shaping ovals, folding, crimping edges. Light sifts through the windows, and I think of Mama, coming home after so many months, how we baked before dawn, I barefoot, she in nightgown and slippers. Now I slide the tray into the oven and glide through the quiet to wait for the raising. Sandra Gash's poem, Rugula, 5 a.m., from her collection Silk Elegy, published by Cavan Carey Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.